Good morning, and welcome to KTLO's regular Sunday morning worship service from the First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home, Arkansas. We are glad you have decided to join us today through this powerful Palm Sunday worship. We hope and pray that at home that you are experiencing the beginning of Holy Week in a precious, precious way. And we pray that here at First Methodist, if there's anything that we can do, you could reach out to us here and let us know. Our mission statement here at First United Methodist Church is making life better and you better at life through Jesus Christ. And this is what we want to be about. So welcome. Glad you have tuned us in today to be part of this worship experience. A few things that we note, of course, this week as we move along. Today, I hope you have your supplies ready to partake in Holy Communion at home. How this works is that if you don't have anything, run to your cupboard. It will be okay. Grab something that can represent the bread and something that can represent the juice that is upon the table here. And we won't judge. Just grab something. Only thing I ask is please don't use whiskey for the juice. So I had to throw a little humor in there. Anyway, so we want you to be part of it today. Now, just so you know, what we ask is that if you are watching this pre-recorded or something along that line, we really would appreciate it if you would hold off then to have communion with us on Thursday night. This needs to be a live experience. And it allows for us to preserve the holiness of the moment as much as we can in this time. So that if you're tuning in live experience, hey, you're good to go. If not, then hold off to wait and to have it with us Thursday evening. And that reminds me, on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, we will be on Channel 22 and we will be broadcasting out. We won't be on KTLO. But we invite you to come and be part of the Monday-Thursday service at 7. And then on Good Friday, we will have a tenebrae service at 7 o'clock as well, again on Channel 22. So we invite you to be part of that. And of course, it'll go out over the internet, over our live feed. And we hope that you can tune in for that. Again, just a quick clarification. If you don't have any bread or juice in front of you or something like that, go to your cupboard now and grab it. We'll let you do that, and we won't judge you for it. So go and do that. You can even do it while I'm preaching if you want to. That's perfectly fine. Just so you know. Now, we do have as well, we have the Easter lilies that will be here this Sunday. Are we still taking contributions on that?
Tomorrow is the deadline.
Tomorrow is the deadline for that. So if you would like to contribute to that, be sure to get it to the church. Now, if you can't get the check in as quick as you would like or the payment in, you can let Laura know. And we will make sure that it gets in there and we know you're good for it, okay? So that's not a problem. Any extra proceeds in this, we're going to put toward the van fund as we're still raising funds to buy that bus that we will need. We anticipate we will need in the coming months, of course. So anyway, other announcements, don't forget in ways to give. Not only can you mail a check in, and I know that several have done that, there are ways to give online as well. And we invite you to do that as well, and you can give through texting. That information is available and out there, so we hope you can do that too. Now, I invite you as well to invite a friend to watch with you on Easter Sunday as well, as we gather back in this place over live worship online, and invite you to be part of the Easter Sunday. And I love what I've seen on the internet. It says, not everything you see on the internet you love, but one thing I loved, it said, you know, don't fret. Remember the first Easter, there was nobody there. And what they essentially mean is that the tomb was empty and Christ was risen. And this is something that we get excited about, that even in the different time that we're in, God will still use us and bless us through this time and do amazing things. So, also, I forgot to look, it was basically Carolyn Dinsmore's who they're supposed to let know. Yeah, so either one. All right, did I forget anything? Looking at you, Laura. Okay. And for those of you who might be tuning in, I'm, of course, Brother Keith. And while I'm looking at Laura, she's our communications person. So put her on the spot. All right. Well, friends, we are glad you again have come to join us this morning as we spend this time in giving God the glory. As we move now into our Palm Sunday acclamation, which is printed in your bulletin that was sent out, and I believe we'll have the words on the screen for you as well. Hosanna to the Son of David.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Amen. And now we'll turn it over to Miss Kelly.
Good morning, boys and girls. I hope you're great today. I sure do miss you. I especially missed standing back in the foyer with you, keeping you from whapping each other with palm branches on the head. So I had to maybe do a little bit of that myself. But I sure hope you're doing okay. We're doing okay here, and we're glad that we can be here to do this with you this morning. Miss Michelle had a great idea this year, since we could not be here in person to do the palm branches, that we contact our parents and get as many youth and children as we could to do a little 10-second, 5-second video and send it to us. And so I want to thank you for those of you parents that got out there and tried to corral them. Now you know even that's not such an easy job. I just had one to corral, and it was something. So we have, it's about a 2-minute video of the children bringing in the palm branches. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you feel that triumphal entry into Jerusalem today, as our children now bring in the palm branches.
Kelly, there's a few adults in there too.
Oh, and a few adults too.
Let's worship the Lord together here today.
Thank you. thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen.
Cause all the powers of darkness
God does reign. You know, this is what today is about, partly as well, is that we celebrate the what is called the triumphal entry of Christ into Jerusalem. A reminder to us that Jesus is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and this is who we worship and we celebrate today. You know, we come before God in this time of offering. We give of ourselves and we sacrifice. We give to God, but a small, small portion of what he has given us in the first place. Even though today we will not pass a plate before you, in your heart today, give your heart to God. Let the offering that you share be in your spirit deep within you to say, God, use me in some way. And yes, we are grateful. We are grateful for the gifts that you continue to shower upon the church in this unusual time and season. We thank you for your faithfulness as you give, and know that these gifts are continuing to go and do great ministry and to do wonderful things. I will put in a little plug today for Wesley Kitchen. They are operating with a higher capacity, of course, than normal right now. So if you would like to give to them, they would certainly appreciate it in this very time, along with your normal church giving, of course. So we thank you. Would you bow your heads with me? Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you. We thank you for the gifts that we have, and Lord, let us be able to count our blessings, even in the midst of uncertainty, even in the midst of trial and tribulation, even in the midst of darkness in the news that we see. Lord, let us look and see your goodness in the midst of all of this. Let us look and see how you are moving in powerful ways among your people. And your love and your movement is greater than any darkness that is out there. That you are greater than anything that we face. You are the God of light and the God of love that is greater than anything, any sickness, any disease, any infirmity, any struggle. So God, we come before you now, bringing our gift, bringing our hearts, submitting ourselves to you, and knowing that you will use our gifts, your gifts, to change the world. Bless, O Lord, these gifts that we give today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
If you can please join me today in the reading of our scripture, which is found in Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, Say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks in them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them out on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? The crowds answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Jeremy. I'm going to put a little Germex on my hands just because I had this habit of touching my face occasionally. I get tickled at looking at some of the internet things that are out there that has a person wearing a cone that you normally put on your dogs. And the little dog is saying to their master, it's for your own good. All those little habits that we have that we don't realize that we have. And see, look, I just touched my glasses. Today is Palm Sunday. I know you have figured that out by now, and you realize that. And it's a day that we normally have a large, big, excited gathering, if you will, where we get things together, and we put things together, and we have the palm branches happening, and we have kids running everywhere, as Miss Kelly has already talked about, whacking each other with palms, right? It's kind of a crazy time in the church on this Sunday as we ramp up into Holy Week and we get ready for what is coming a week from today. As we travel through the week and the life of Christ and we put ourselves on the same journey in faith. Today I want us to go back to that original Palm Sunday, if you will. That day that Jesus would come into Jerusalem. That day that he would be upon the donkey and the foal. The day that many of us have probably imagined throughout our life, or maybe we have witnessed in a passion type play before, and we have all of this imagery in our mind of what it might have been like. So many years ago. But one of the things that comes to my mind when we think about this and we watch our TV shows or our movies or our plays, I think to myself, who were these people that were there with Jesus? Now, we knew the disciples were with him as he traveled through Jerusalem. And we knew that they were along the way for the journey. But who were these people that were running around and placing palm branches or branches off of trees and laying their cloaks before Jesus? Where did they come from? It's kind of like when you're driving around right now and we're supposed to be in quarantine and there are 1,000 cars on the road and you're going, who are these people? Where do they come from? One scholar said that there is a good possibility that these individuals that are excited about Jesus coming in had heard about him because of what he had just done when it comes to Lazarus. You remember the story of him bringing Lazarus back from the dead, and then people are excited about this, and they're on fire about this, and they're like, wow, if this guy can bring people back from the dead, this has really got to be the one. And then you can imagine the excitement that's within that crowd, and how they are being drawn into that moment, and how they are excited about what could potentially happen with this and what is going on. It would be, in many ways, much like we would do for some sort of victory parade or patriotic parade that we would have in our own country today, as you see the image on the screen. I think about, you know, it's one of those things where we're like, yay, this is great, this is wonderful, this is good. Here comes the Messiah. Here comes the one that will rescue us. Here comes our Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna. And they are really into it. Just like we would get into something like this for our own country. They were caught into this moment and they were being rushed into this moment. And they had great hope in that moment as well. Now, granted, there were a few, I'm sure, along the way, they were like, it's just another prophet that's coming through. Because there were people who would claim to be a prophet and be the one that would come along and rescue Israel and rescue the country and bring about all of these good things. They had seen it before, and yes, you would have those out there as well. They exist. They exist today, those skeptics, if you will. And you can imagine the whole scene that is there, but for the most part, we can see how excited they are about Jesus' presence. And now, in the customary thing where you see the branches and you see the cloaks that are laid down before Jesus is something they would do for a conquering king, for a ruler, for someone that has just done something amazing as they come in. This is something that they would know about in their tradition and something that they would do just like we bring our flags out and we get excited, right? But what they had in their mind, and even the disciples, was not reality. It was not the same reality. What they had anticipated, what would happen when Jesus would enter and come into Jerusalem and bring about the end of the tyranny of the Roman government, and to bring freedom, it was not what they had imagined. They had one set of ideas of what would happen, and God had a different plan. And the reality is far different for many on that scene. I don't know about you, but when we started this whole quarantine and shelter at home thing, if you will, and all of this that we began, we had these great ideas in our head of how wonderful this time would be for us to be at home, be at peace, be able to reflect. And I thought to myself, I will be able to write sermons until next year. And like one of our staff said the other day, and she was correct, and she said, you know, I am working now more than I ever have. And she is. Like all of our staff, putting in extra time because of the effort to be able to make things happen. What we might have assumed going into this is not exactly the reality of what we're into by now. And the uncertainty within all of it scares us half to death. You see, I'd always had thought about these folks that were around Jesus in this parade, if you will, this triumphal entry that he is doing. How could they come to a point that later in the week they are screaming, crucify him? How could they go from loving him so much and being so excited to being upset? And the reality is that they're humans. And they realize that Jesus wasn't coming to do it their way. He was coming to do it the way that it needed to happen. The difference between what we want and what we need. The people wanted the Roman government gone. But what they ultimately needed above anything else was a connection to a loving God. They needed not a physical kingdom. They needed a Savior. Not in the sense of toppling dictators and emperors and kings and all of these kinds of things, but instead one who came to conquer the ultimate enemy and sin and death itself. You see, Jesus was more than some sort of conqueror. He was more than even a prophet with good words. He was more than a good guy. He was literally the Paschal Lamb, the one without sin, who came, who lived, who died, and yes, next Sunday we will celebrate rose again. We need to remember that in this time where we are in uncertain times. And maybe you feel as though you're in that dark tunnel. You look back to a day before when things might have been more normal. But friends, take heart. Like one person once said, that Friday was a dark day, but don't forget Sunday is coming. The story that we see unfold before us in this coming week is about a God who is coming to the earth, who has come to the earth, and is in the earth, and has redeemed and restored his people. A God that sees the whole picture, that sees all of what is going on. And he does not see just in the tiny windows like we do of our computers and televisions. He sees everything. And the same God was with the people of Jerusalem and with the disciples and of course with Jesus being God himself is with us today. So fear not. Even as we make this journey this week, as we go to Maundy Thursday, into the Last Supper, and we make our way to the cross on Friday. Acknowledge our brokenness, realize our sin, and know that we are in need of restoration, and let God be God and do amazing things during this week. This is our hope. And when we get stirred up and upset, know that God loves us. Even as they were screaming, "Crucify him," Jesus was showing love. This is a real Savior. This is the real King of Kings. This is the Paschal Lamb in whom we celebrate this week. And as now, as we prepare ourselves to receive Holy Communion, have your elements prepared before you as we move into this time. This is what we call the Great Thanksgiving that is from page 12 in our hymnal. Christ our Lord invites us to his table. All who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sins before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have broken your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us be in silence and prayer as we confess our sins. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy,
holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread, and he gave thanks to you, and he broke the bread. And he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup and he gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine in all places today, O God. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet, through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together the prayer the Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. A few moments of instructions as we move forward. If you'll notice, our staff will be coming down just two by two, separated apart from each other,
As they do so as well, I want to remind you that as you receive these elements today, that there in your home it becomes a holy space, a place that is filled with God's presence, and that God can go across all of these airwaves and throughout all of this. God is in all places. He is, you know, omnipresent, and we are so thankful for that. So with that in mind, I remind you that all are welcome to God's table and God's grace in this time. So at this moment, I invite you to take your bread and prepare and to be ready to receive the body of Christ, which is broken for you. The blood of Christ, which is shed for your sins.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you to all our volunteers and staff that were working here today to make sure that we could do this live broadcast. We hope and pray that your week is filled with the peace and the love of Jesus as we celebrate Holy Week together. Remember, we are the light of Christ in this world. We bring the light with us as we go out. Even though you are not physically leaving the sanctuary today, you are going into the world to serve as the church. Remember that, even as we serve from home, and we check on each other, of course. So look forward to seeing you in our prayers and thoughts this week, and as we gather once again Thursday evening in this place to experience in Maundy Thursday, Holy Thursday service. Receive now this benediction. O Lord, as we leave this place, we go out as children of light, serving you. And Lord, we pray that we will seek your presence this week, that we will invite you into our homes, that we will bring you in and let you be the Lord of our life. Lord, go with us now as we depart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we do pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our regular Sunday morning worship service from the First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home. Join us again next week at this same time.
From the Baxter Regional Medical Center studio, this is KTLO FM 97.9 in Mountain Home on Suddenlink Channel 5 and around the world on KTLO.com.